Israel's prime minister says they'll stand alone if they have to. Elisa Brady, Fox News. In remarks a short time ago, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu also saying they'll fight with their fingernails if needed, after President Biden said the U.S. will not provide certain offensive weapons for an assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The White House says that won't lead to an enduring defeat of Hamas.
Any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's. That's our view.
But National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby also says a final decision on high payload bombs has not been made, and that the U.S. isn't walking away from Israel. Some Senate Republicans disagree.
Literally from day one, the Biden White House has been undermining Israel at every step of the way.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, among those urging the administration to reconsider a hold on some weapons shipments and proposing a resolution condemning the move. In the House, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar facing a censure motion after calling some Jewish college students pro-genocide. The family of an Air Force airman killed in Florida wants more information after Okaloosa County deputies burst into the wrong apartment and shot senior airman Roger Forston, who was black, six times when they saw he was armed.
The sheriff's office has given no identifying characteristics about the deputies involved. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump stood with Airman Fortson's family calling for transparency.
Okaloosa County Sheriff's Department, show us that you believe in truth and honor and dignity.
Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden said previously a deputy reacted in self-defense to an armed man when he responded to a disturbance, adding later, they are trying to understand the facts.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs, like AC parts and check engine light mysteries. See why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company, and see why our commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Visit us for your free quick quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio. What do you have to lose? Visit carshield.com/audio.
Day 14 of former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Stormy Daniels just wrapping up her testimony. The former president accused of falsifying records to hide payments made for her silence ahead of the 2016 election. An attorney and a former clerk face criminal charges in Michigan accused of unauthorized access to 2020 voter data.
Michigan Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel charging former Adams Township clerk Stephanie Scott and her attorney Stephanie Lambert with multiple felonies, including unauthorized access to a computer and using a computer to commit a crime. Nessel saying the former clerk and her lawyer supported efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The former clerk saying that she's done nothing wrong. The charges, among others, Nessel has brought against several election officials. Michigan Republicans have also accused the Attorney General of political attacks, malicious prosecution, malfeasance of office, violating her oath of office, and corruption, and have twice attempted to impeach her. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A deal on child care ends in criminal charges for a California grandfather.
Sacramento sheriff's deputies were called to respond to a 54-year-old man outside a bar asking for help that his 7-year-old granddaughter had been kidnapped for human trafficking. Turns out the grandfather, who deputies described as highly intoxicated, had paid a homeless woman $20 to take his granddaughter shopping at the thrift store while he got drunk in the bar for 4 hours. Dogs, drones, and a sheriff's helicopter were dispatched, and hearing the announcement from the chopper, that homeless woman returned to the parking lot with a girl. After shopping, she'd taken her back to her homeless camp to get her some food. The little girl, not in distress, fire department checked her out, and the grandfather charged with felony child endangerment.
Fox's Therese Crowley. A rally on Wall Street now. The Dow's up 246. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.